Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's switch gears. I'm excited about this. I want to bring in Adam Scherer. AwesomeO.com, ship my money, DFS. How you doing, Adam?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so this is our first chance actually to talk. We've interacted on social media before, but you know, a part of my show and what I talk a lot about is I talk about gambling, and I want to get into the DFS world and discuss some of those things too, because I mean, you are a daily fantasy sports player. That's what you do for a living, right?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, so tell everybody, I mean, what, before this, before Corona screwed up everything, and now you got a, what is it, EPL, and if you want to do the Democratic debate, you could have done that. But before everything disappeared, what was the day-to-day like for you? I mean, getting up in the morning and then what?
Yeah, pretty much getting up. I do content work for AwesomeO.com, as you mentioned. So getting up, doing morning shows for them, talking about basketball and you know, daily fantasy basketball, writing articles about daily fantasy basketball, and then pretty much just spending my whole day researching every basketball game, looking into all the players and you know, just trying to evaluate them for fantasy purposes for that day.
So now, is basketball your number one sport? That's what my assumption would be, right?
Yeah, primarily basketball and baseball.
Yeah, so because I think when I first started playing and FanDuel was hitting up the radio stations, I was actually the number one endorser for FanDuel in the country. Pushing it, but I remember playing you and losing money to you on a daily basis going, what the hell am I doing wrong? Because look, I'll sit here and tell you, I know sports just as well as anybody out there, but this isn't just about knowing sports. It's having an understanding, even when you're playing cash games. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this where some people just think it's easy.
Yeah, it's definitely a game in and of itself. We talk a lot amongst each other, amongst the other players, about how a lot of times it almost seems like you do better in sports that you don't necessarily know as well, because you're able to take biases out of it easier and really just trust the numbers more. Like, that's something I experienced this football season. It was the first season I'd really played seriously, and I had a really good year, and I credit it to just not really knowing the sport as well as I know basketball or baseball, and it kind of making it easier in that regard. So definitely a totally different game in and of itself, you know, aside from your knowledge about sports.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because so basketball is my favorite. Last year I had a really good year, and I primarily play on FanDuel. I play on DraftKings and was playing draft and some of the other ones, you know, like a fantasy draft and all that. And I know you're probably on a bunch of the different platforms. And do you prefer DraftKings when it comes to basketball?
Yeah, DraftKings, it's weird. DraftKings, I've just kind of always had more success than I did on FanDuel. It's been easier for me to build up money there, and it kind of just became my preferred site. There's some deposit restrictions living in Maryland, too, that I get a little bit more leeway on DraftKings, so it's easier for me to play there. But, yeah, that's where most of my action normally is, and then I spread out some more across, you know, FanDuel and the other sites.
Yeah, it's funny to me. I was getting my ass kicked in basketball this year, and I was just getting so frustrated. And I'll just tell you about myself. I'm typically a three- or five-man league. I play in a bunch of those. I'll play in some tournaments from time to time, some single entries depending on the night. But I try to make most of my money in cash games. And when you play in the bigger cash games, you're going to be playing against better players. You know, it's just where it is. And so the fact that when you sign up and you end up playing against, you know, guys like you or Squirrel Patrol or Chipotle Addict and all the other names that everybody in the industry knows, you're in for a run for your money. Because everybody always says, like, oh, if I got to play them head-to-head or they can only put one lineup in, I'd win just as much as them. And it's one of the dumbest statements. Could you win? Sure. But the value of the knowledge you guys have and the work that you put in, that's always going to give you an edge over your average everyday player.
Yeah, no question. I mean, it's one of those where even if you have an edge over someone else, you're still going to lose, you know, 40-45% of the time. But if you're playing that same game with that same edge for the entire season, you're making a lot of money off of that person. And you even see it amongst the pros that play. You know, some of us are better at tournaments. I put a lot of my time into tournaments as opposed to cash games. And so there's a lot of guys that are just better than me at cash games. And I know that if I play against them every day, I'm going to lose. That was actually an emphasis I put on this NBA season. I wanted to get better at cash games. So I actually made some side bets with a couple of people that I think are better than me, and just to kind of force me to work at it and play them. So I got a little bit better. But yeah, it's definitely two different games as well.
Now, talking to Adam Scherer, Ship My Money DFS. You can follow him on Twitter at Ship My Money DFS. Right? I'm not butchering that, am I?
No, you got it.
Yeah. So I just want to make sure. And of course, at awesomeo.com, where you can get his content and his information. And, you know, I talk about your show that you do with Lofty. I was sending you guys messages. I think you guys have the best. We want to talk about daily fantasy. That hour you guys do, especially with basketball, is my favorite show to listen to. And I would literally set my phone to pause just so I could get in the car and listen to it on my way home once I got off at 6, because you guys are doing your show from 5 to 6 live.
Yeah,
you know.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, no, man. Like I said, I sent you both a message saying I think you do a fantastic job. But as far as this goes, because you actually – for a span there when there was no NBA going on, didn't you win a bunch of money in hockey? Does that go back to when you were talking about not knowing much about a sport and just using the numbers?
Yeah, I had a really productive NBA All-Star break just messing around with hockey, using the projections and stuff that we have on the site that I work for. And it does kind of go back to that, because I compare it, you know, strategy-wise, hockey is very similar to baseball as far as DFS goes. And in baseball, I'll often find myself, you know, I'll run the numbers, I'll make lineups, and I won't necessarily trust what I have because there's like a fear of missing out, I guess, because I know what I'm missing out on. Whereas in hockey, I'm just running the numbers and I have no idea. So I'm just playing them, and had a really good week or 2 week stretch, including the NBA All-Star break. So yeah, that was nice.
So I have two quick stories, because I want to get your best and worst from you if you can, because and sometimes people, I always like people are going, like, anytime you had a bad beat on a night, let's say you had one player left and it didn't work out and you end up winning like $6,000 where you had a shot for $100K, which is one of my stories where they're like, what are you upset about? You won $6,000. And it's like, do you understand the difference in what could have happened? Sure, I'm happy that it was a positive outcome, but it's not as good as it could have been. I had that night last year with Paul George when the Thunder went to play the Clippers, and I had Paul George and Lou Williams left, and I had the nuts. I mean, I had the best lineup you could have. And outside of what Paul George projections were going to be, like, everybody had Lou Williams that night because he was going to play a ton of minutes. And Paul George had the worst game that he had the entire season. He got in foul trouble, and I'm looking at 100K, and I've never – it's still my favorite and my least favorite sweat I've ever had. And, look, I gamble on sports. I've bet on sports my whole life. And he came out, and I think he was averaging, like, 44 fantasy points a game or something like that, and he scored 23 fantasy points, and he fouled out. And I was just miserable looking at the top end because I'm the only guy that had him. And I just watched myself go up the board, and then nothing. I'm sure you have plenty of moments like that you can go back to.
Oh, yeah, those are brutal. And, you know, people don't understand it because it's, you know, oh, yeah, you won 6,000. But it's so infrequent to be at the top. But, yeah, I definitely had my worst one at the beginning of this NBA season. We were a week or two in, and I was in the top three spots in the big field DraftKings tournament with like 100K to first, 40K to second, and 20K to third. And I pretty much just needed the Suns and Nuggets game not to go to overtime. And the Suns were down by three, inbounded with about 2 seconds left, had to go the length of the court. And Ricky Rubio pulls up for a half-court shot, and Malik Beasley from Denver fouls Rubio. So he gets three free throws, sends it to overtime. I think my best lineup ends up finishing like 12th or 13th instead of the top, you know, all three of the top spots.
Did Booker go off in that overtime?
I don't remember if he did. I know that Nikola Jokic did.
Oh, okay.
I think Booker might have.
Yeah, I mean, there have been some bad beats. One of the other nights that was a great night for me, I won $10K playing baseball, and I was I finished in second, and this was another one of those beats where I could have won $20K, but I won $10, and I was at a bull roast. And then what happened was Colton Wong got walked in the ninth, and a guy passed me, and Colton Wong shouldn't even got up, but he got walked in the ninth, and a guy passed me. So I went from 20K to 10K, which still, it's a great night. And my wife got so drunk, she threw up outside of my car, and it got all inside my car as we were driving home, which that's not typical for my wife. So I was glad she had a great night. And I'm trying to tell her I won $10,000. And she's like, well, when do I get it? And I'm like, that's not how this works, you know? But yeah, I mean, just some fun nights. And I love daily fantasy. And NBA is, like I said, it's my favorite. But what do you make of this season and how things have gone? Because I think everybody has one of those guys that they can't get right, right? When you play them, it always seems to crap the bed. But how's this season gone for you as far as the NBA? Because I think you got hot late, right?
Yeah, I had a really big night coming out of the All-Star break, which was much needed. It was actually a pretty frustrating year for me. It's just been one of those years where, you know, and obviously it happens, but it just seems like, you know, a lot of nights it's, you know, if I need one thing not to happen, it happens. If I need one thing to happen, it doesn't happen. So that's kind of been how the season's gone. I know from talking to a lot of other guys, it's been kind of the most frustrating year that they've had as well. But, yeah, I did have a really big night right after the All-Star break ended to kind of get me back to even or up a little bit at least, which was nice.
Now, as far as, you know, like the day-to-day scene for you, we talked about what you go through and, you know, how often are you, like, I don't know if you don't mind talking about this, like, as far as, like, your job, are you consistently taking out and all the, like, you try to leave as much money in as possible? How does that work for you? Are you comfortable?
Yeah, fortunately for me, and mainly the reason that I do the content, is that I'm able to take the money from that to pay bills and everything, so mm-hmm. I can kind of treat my DFS money as kind of secondary income, and I try and focus more on, I pay myself based on how much money I play as opposed to how much I win, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
The swings obviously are really big, and if I make $100,000 one day, I don't want to take out $80,000 and then, you know, have to deposit again in 2 weeks. And by the other hand, if I have a losing month, I don't want to not pay myself. So I'm fortunate to be able to kind of just, you know, weather the storm that way, kind of using my income from the content to pay bills and then just kind of paying myself based on how much volume I play.
Yeah, I was always intrigued by that, like, you know, understanding how other guys are going because, you know, the guys that are working for, you know, the industry, like you're working for AwesomeO.com, so I'm assuming there's something there for you, but figuring out how to work things on the other end because you want to keep money. And if you're a tournament player, you know there's going to be some huge ebbs and flows.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. I mean, people don't really realize it because you see a lot of the same guys winning frequently, but if you look at any one individual tournament player, you know, you're looking at really, really long stretches. I went through my biggest downswing actually earlier this NBA season that got into, you know, six figures, and it was just, it's pretty crazy when you're playing stuff like that, how prolonged the downswings can be. So it's definitely important to be able to, you know, pay yourself even during those downswings.
So what's your background? How did you end up getting into it? Did you start one day and then fall in love with it? Did you have a math background?
Yeah, pretty much just kind of started one day and fell in love with it. I started, I think the first tournament I played was in like 2014, and I think I actually won it. It was just like a baseball tournament for $5, won it for like $2,000 or something like that. So I was bartending at the time, kind of just, you know, dabbling in fantasy sports when I could. I'd always played season long since I was, you know, 12 or 13, so I always kind of understood it. And then I started to take it more seriously. I went to law school in the fall of 2015, and during law school started taking it more seriously. Had a lot of success during my first semester there. So stopped law school, started doing DFS full-time, and then I kind of just, you know, worked at it constantly since 2016.
Well, early on, I was probably helping put you through law school, how much I lost you. Because I remember the name, and then when I saw you on Twitter and then realized, you know, who you were working for, I'm like, well, what the hell? I know that name. Because there's a bunch of people I was losing to early, and it's the same thing. Like, when I was figuring out gambling, I was your typical guy going, oh, I like the favorite. I like the over. I like the favorite and the over. Like, that's what everybody says. Everybody likes that. But it's trying to see where the value is and find it. And God knows I've had some interesting nights. And when I'm cold in daily fantasy, oh God, it's so rough. But when I get hot, I mean, I was telling my friends one preseason, I won $18,000. And they were like, you're betting on preseason basketball? I said, no, I think there's a decisive edge there if you're following stuff and understanding what the rotations are going to be and who's going to play, because everybody wants to play the superstars. But more times than not, I think that was the year that Kyle Kuzma was in, you know, just coming into the league, and there was a lot of value in John Collins, and people didn't know who he was. And, you know, in the preseason, since I followed him in college basketball and in the summer league, it kind of helped out.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell is the one guy that I can think of off the top of my head from preseason where, you know, his rookie year when he was with Utah, he's getting some run in the preseason, and this guy's just going out there and shooting every time he touches the ball. And nobody really was paying that much attention to him. You know, obviously it was before he turned into what he is now, but I think the preseason sports, there's definitely a big edge if you're willing to put in the legwork and figure out, you know, what teams are going to do instead of just saying, you know, instead of, like you said, just looking to the big name guys.
So is there, last thing for you before we let you run, is this a frustrating time for you and watching? I mean, there's nothing going on and just trying to figure out on a daily basis what you want to do sports-wise.
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating. Trying to, you know, look at the positive and use it as an opportunity to work out more, to read more, to maybe learn some more, like, coding or modeling stuff that'll make me better at DFS. But, you know, obviously a frustrating time, both from a professional standpoint, not having anything to do, and just from an entertainment standpoint, you know, trying to come up with things to do like everyone else is.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to get you back on here and talk more about it, but are you still doing anything for Awesemo during this downtime?
I think I'll be doing some of the stuff. They just launched an NBA 2K simulation, like March Madness-style bracket, to try and keep some people entertained. So I'm sure I'll be on doing some of the broadcasting and talking about some of the betting on those games at some point.
All right, I'll still be checking it out, man. And like I said, I hope we can get you back on here again. Tell everybody where they can find you on Twitter and of course, with awesemo.com.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at ShipMyMoneyDFS.
And of course, awesemo.com. Once we get back into the games, you'll be writing content. Are you writing content for baseball too, or has that been discussed yet?
Yeah, definitely doing a lot of baseball content.
Good stuff, man. Hey, thanks for joining us. Appreciate the insight. And like I said, I'd like to catch back up with you down the line again.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Adam. Adam Scherer, of course, Ship My Money, DFS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.